The question was asked, if a rabbi doesn't put his hands on your head, does that mean he blessed you less? So the Midrash says that when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, to give over the leadership to Yoshua, he says, put your hand on his head. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed him, he put both his hands on his head. And the Midrash says, from here you see that Moshe Rabbeinu gave with an ayin tovah, with a good eye. So you see that the Midrash did view it as, when you put both hands on the head, you're giving more of a blessing, you're giving more of yourself. It certainly seems that way. I can tell you that the flip side is that I've had times where I was considering whether I should put both my hands on a student's head when they asked me for a blessing. I didn't think they'd be comfortable with it. So I just shook their hands and wished them well. My kids, I put both my hands on their heads. But I'm saying it's sometimes it's not a reflection of how much the teacher wants to give as much as the teacher wants to respect the student's space. If you don't know if someone's comfortable with something, you don't do it.